In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Between the Frames podcast, Will.
Thank you. It's just me and Lamont today.
Yeah, it's just us today because everyone is busy. Hayden's in America.
Yep.
He's back in LA.
He's in LA and he's doing a photo shoot with some mint chick.
Really?
Did you see that on his story? I was like, damn, I want to be in LA. Yeah.
Ah, oh, damn. Why is he actually in LA? Is it because
I think it's just for a family trip, and then I don't know whether he is. He might be going skiing, which is sick.
Oh,
yeah, like skiing in LA. Oh, yeah. It's like because here in Australia, compared to like LA,
yeah,
apparently it's shit. Like the mountains.
Yeah, I've heard that like it's either Japan or somewhere in America.
Mm.
Like in the snowy areas where the snow is actually like powdery.
Yeah.
Like down here in Australia, like it barely snows as it is.
No.
And it's just like, it feels like literal, what's it called? Like
I don't know.
Ice like pieces. It's ice literally pieces. Like ice.
Isn't that what snow is?
No, but like, yeah, I don't know that's what snow is. But
it feels like ice pieces.
Like larger, more harder ice pieces.
You literally just described what snow was.
Nah, but what I'm trying to say is that the snow in Japan and America, I heard, is a lot more powdery and a lot more fine, so it's a lot softer to touch.
A lot more soft, okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, yeah.
Did you ask some people about questions?
Yeah, I put on my Instagram story just asking all of yous, what do you want us to talk about on this podcast?
Yeah.
And we've got some here, so how about...
Oh, I just remembered. I've got some emails as well on the Between the Frames podcast. Remember, guys, send in your questions or like long-form stories through our email account.
Yeah. What is it?
BetweenTheFramesPodcast@gmail.com. That's the email address.
There's the general questions here that I've got. Mm-hmm. There's like zoom or prime lenses, gear.
Yeah, yeah.
Like night photography. This is a question. Night photography, please.
Look, I don't know how we're going to film a podcast whilst taking night photos.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, sorry, mate, can't help you on that one.
Let's see. Different forms of income through YouTube.
Through YouTube? This is an interesting one.
Well, I've been doing YouTube for what? 2 years?
Yeah.
Not even, just under 2 years. So I don't know all the streams, but I know there's a YouTube ad revenue, which is shit. It's just like depending on like how many views and stuff, but it's straight up not enough to live off for my channel size anyway. What else? Presets.
Yeah.
Selling a product to your audience, merch. What else? What other streams?
Yeah. Merch, presets. As a photographer, you can sell presets. LUTs in the future as well.
Yeah. I want to sell LUTs.
If you want to do more like video related stuff.
Yeah. I'd only sell LUTs though when I'm ready, because I, at this point, I feel like I've only got the one LUT and I don't really know. Like I'm not confident. I don't have a confident like 5 LUTs or 10 LUTs that I'd be happy to sell.
Yeah, true.
Whereas like with the presets, like I know that they're all good and they all work.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas LUTs, I don't know.
Well, it's just like we're primarily photographers from the start. Like we only, like obviously you've been doing videography for longer, so you understand more about it, but it's just like we're still learning in this process.
Yeah,
this whole videography
thing. We'll get there.
We'll get there in the end.
LUTs, presets, like selling a product, digital product, ad revenue.
Yeah,
brand deals as well.
Brand deals is a huge one. That's why you hear like all these sponsors from Squarespace, NordVPN.
Dude, I want to get a sponsor for this podcast.
I want to get a sponsor for this podcast as well. Like I just wanted to like automatically like cut in between somewhere. Yeah. Just me just speaking and just reading a script off a phone. I just think it'd be funny as fuck.
Dude, have you listened to the Genius Brain podcast where they talk about the purple sheets?
Yeah, yeah. It's so funny. He's just like the sponsor is like, it's like purple sheets. It's like bed sheets or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, funny though. It's
And it goes for like 1 or 2 minutes or something. Like,
I would love to
It's
do
just
that.
Funny. It'll be good if we can start getting some sponsors.
If you're a sponsor and you want to sponsor us, get into my DMs.
Yep. Or just actually email us.
Yeah, send us an email. I won't check the DM.
More professional.
Yeah, we're professional over here at Between the Frames.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, here's a cool one. Creating for yourself versus creating for Instagram.
Oh.
Ooh. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Ooh.
Oh, sorry for anyone listening. That was, anyway.
Yeah. Well, obviously for ourselves.
Yeah, create for yourself, 100%.
Creating for Instagram is like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, dude, you're following what Instagram likes, and it's just like, dude, you're not technically being creative. You're not even being original. You're just sort of copying others and seeing what works, and just like,
yeah,
it's not you.
No, exactly. I think it will lead. It depends what. So if you're creating for Instagram, that would mean that you're creating for like other people.
Yeah, and like, creating for followers.
Yeah, like creating to like, you know, with all the trends and stuff, which is fine to do, but you have to do it. It has to be, I create for myself. Like, yeah, I don't go out and take photos and go like, yes, this is going to get heaps of likes. Yes. I don't think about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just go out, I'm like, all right, I want to take photos of trams today. I want to do night photography, long exposures, like whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'll just create because I enjoy doing it.
Yeah, I create for the sake of just like, what can I do with this photo? Like that's my idea. Like what can I get out of putting my time into it? So like if I go on to shoot and come back home and see the photos, like what can I make out of this photo, and like how do I feel in this certain situation, and how can I put that into this one photo?
Yeah. So
that's how I usually go about doing it.
Definitely create for yourself.
Yeah.
Because like you do a lot more Photoshop stuff. So do you think about that before you do the photo?
It's like, look, I do look at Instagram for inspiration in terms of like you would have seen like there was a whole trend of like photoshopping planets and stuff in. I did that as well, but I sort of just wanted to experiment with like blend modes and really actually understand.
For yourself.
It actually was for myself because like although the photo idea itself wasn't original, but just me like going through and doing it, I actually learned quite a bit from it. It's like, okay, like I learned that this blend mode works for this certain type of color scheme, or like this works for that. And it was a good learning experience for me. And like, especially with the Your Name edit that I did a while back.
The Your Name edit.
Yeah.
That was crazy. That's probably like, that's your longest project
it
that
was,
you've done.
And straight
but
up.
It's so sick. Like, I can't believe how much like you replicated it like perfectly. Like if for anyone who doesn't know, Lamont, have you talked about it on the podcast?
I have talked about it briefly with Toby.
We'll tell him again.
But basically, I went out of my way. It took me roughly 3 months to recreate the front poster of of a movie called Your Name. It's a Japanese anime film directed by Shinkai Makoto. Because that film is like, it's beautiful. The film itself is just beautiful. And the visuals, so nice. I love the way it looks like.
Dude, all the colors in that.
Amazing.
Remember Lamont showed me one day, he's like, all right, like instead of watching a movie, it's like, all right, tonight boys, we're going to be watching an anime movie instead of a normal action one. I'm like, I don't even know what anime, like I knew what anime was. I just wasn't a fan of it. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he plays it and I'm like, to be honest, I think it's because I wasn't in the mood for it. I was in the mood for an action movie, so I didn't appreciate it fully, but the colors, like the storyline, everything is so sick.
I think it's just like, you probably weren't in the mood for it. And same with Mark as well. So like, and you weren't really following along with the whole
Mitsuka.
Yeah, Mitsuka, Taki.
Taki.
You weren't following the whole storyline, but like it gets pretty complex and like it's pretty cool. But I reckon like in your own time when you are in that mood, go watch it again and you'll be able to appreciate it a lot more.
Yeah.
Because it's a really beautiful film.
Dude, I think the best, what do you think the best meal is to have whilst watching anime?
Oh, bro. Oh, jeez. Ramen, straight up.
Ramen?
Ramen, yeah.
With what?
Like usually when I'm at home, I make like a miso ramen.
Oh,
that's like miso soup. You got obviously the noodles, and then like I just like fry some pork pieces in some like garlic, and like a Japanese like it's called mentsu, which is like noodle dipping sauce. It's like a sort of sweet soy sauce. Like
what's it called?
Mentsu.
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 It's called like.
Is that what happens when a man sues you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens.
Should press a button.
Which one is it?
The purple one.
Wait,
I'm going to say the joke again. Ready?
Go.
Is that what happens when a man sues you?
Fuck.
Purple one. Ready? Is that what happens when a man sues you? All right, that was so shit.
Yeah,
Lamont, you got to get better at those sound effects.
I straight up just like can't remember all the sound effects. All I know is this one.
Yeah, for the and intro, which we didn't even
and
use.
And then, yeah, like, who uses this, honestly? No. So, like, and this one.
All right, so story time. There was this... No.
Yeah, that's the only one because I put that in myself, the story time one. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yes.
What? Ooh, we got a couple. Male model shooting, tips for new photographers, how to make money. Mm. I want to do something different, not how to get clients, Brisbane photo walk. How you edit like your techniques.
What do you mean by edit like techniques?
I don't even know. I think it's just like my workflow. I don't know. I just import all my stuff into Lightroom and guess. That's my workflow.
Yeah. I've just been guessing since day one.
Yeah.
And I suggest you all to do the same thing.
Yes. I only put this up not too long ago.
Yeah. I've got some emails.
Really?
I actually really want to read these out.
Yeah.
Because I remember I got some interesting ones.
Yeah.
In the past, but I haven't read them in a while. So who knows?
Dude.
What?
Have you got your photos printed before?
I've gotten one printed, but that was ages ago. Just office works.
Yeah.
And it's just sitting in my desk. I haven't hung it up because my parents are like, no, that looks ugly. Take it down.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because like they wanted to replace one of the photos at the front of the house. And it's just like this like shit like stock photo of like a yellow flower, right? And then they're like, oh, why don't you print out one of your photos and put it up? And I was like, okay, so I did that, right?
What was the photo?
It was a photo of Sydney. It was like a sunset shot of Sydney. You know how when you have like the water in the cityscape, when you go like the botanical gardens?
Yeah, I know exactly where.
Yeah, yeah. So I wanted to frame that photo up, right? And so I took it, like I got it printed off as well, got a frame for it, similar to the ones. Like those ones, like the fire ones that we have in the podcast room. And I put it up and my parents just looked at it and like, this doesn't look right. No.
What?
Don't like it.
Really?
Yeah. And like, honestly, fair enough. Like the flower there just seemed to work. Because it was like yellow. It was calming to look at. It sort of just blended in with the environment. But mine was just sort of just stood out way too much.
Yeah.
Like there was too many colors. It was like really hectic, like purples and yellows and oranges. And like, I kind of get it from their perspective, but and like granted, that was like that was like close to 2 years ago.
Oh, okay,
I think probably three now. Fuck.
Yeah.
So obviously, I've taken a lot better photos since.
Yeah.
And I kind of do want to frame up some of my photos.
Yeah.
And
same. I want to print some photos like big, and then I don't know whether I do a print giveaway, but I also want one for my own house, so I don't want to give it away.
Your own house?
Yeah. As in like. My mom's house, not my house.
Yeah,
I don't own my own house yet.
And I was thinking, I was like, are you already preparing that far into the future?
No way. I want to stay at home for as long as I can.
Yeah, stay at home.
My mom listens to these podcasts, so mom,
oh, does she?
Yep.
Oh,
mom, I want to stay at home for as long as I can. So please don't make me pay rent, anything like that. Even though I know you'd never do that. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you to our parents who allow us to stay at home for free.
Yes,
and it's cook us meals.
Yes.
Oh, we're so
and thanks to Hayden's parents for letting us use their basement for this podcast.
Yeah, somehow. I know. Even when Hayden's not even here, they're all in America.
They're all in America and we just came over. Yeah. We're like, yep.
No, Hayden's sister's still here, so that's why we're actually able to be here in the first place.
All right, you got some stories from the emails?
Not really stories, but
more questions.
Questions.
Do you have any?
I've highlighted a few. I'm just reading through it. Let's just do this one.
Just send it.
Yeah, send it. I haven't even read it properly, so who knows? from Holly Mills. Hi guys, love your podcast. Just want to ask about this. I'm a photography student in year 10. I've been really loving street photography lately. I want to go out and take photos more, but I can't help but feel awkward and that people won't take me serious when I ask to take a picture of them because I'm young. I'm 15, but look about 12. Any advice?
I'm 15, but look about 12.
Thanks for inspiring me. Holly X. Okay. Thanks, Holly.
Yeah, thank you, Holly, for sending us the email.
Yeah. Street photography.
She said she feels like awkward.
She feels awkward going out, taking, like asking people for photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is an awkward thing. It's not meant to feel natural because it's just it is meant to be meant to feel weird. So
yeah,
I think you just got to be like maybe go with a friend or something.
Mm.
That's what I'd recommend. That might make it a bit easier.
Yeah, that'll be a lot more. It's a lot more fun as well.
Yeah,
like going out shooting with a friend.
100%.
Yeah,
and then like you can just both go up to someone. Like with street photography, I barely ask people though.
Yeah, that's
I never ask people. Yeah, yeah. I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to take a photo of this person. Boom.
Yeah.
And if they really want me to delete it, I will. But like that's like it's rare that someone will want me to actually delete the photo because like a good trick is to like so what you do if you want to take a photo of someone but you don't want them to think you are, you just literally like go right in front of them. It doesn't matter. Just go right in front of them, hold your camera up, take your photo, but then just keep shooting for like the next 5 seconds after they've walked by because then they think you're taking photos of something else.
Oh, yeah,
because initially they'll be like, what the hell? Like that's what they'll think in their brain and then they'll go, oh, he's just taking a photo of something else. I always do this. That's so
funny. I've never heard that before.
Really?
No.
Dude, I always do that. For all those point of view videos where I'm like getting up in people's faces and stuff, taking photos, you just send it, hold your camera up, take photos. And then you just hold your camera there and just like pretend to go shit. And then just keep taking photos. Yeah.
There you go. I learned something new today.
Acting classes, mate. You gotta pretend you're an actor.
Like, this is what I do, right? Because usually I shoot with a telephoto lens. So I'm not that close to anyone, but people still look at me because it's a fucking giant lens.
Yeah.
And it's just funny. So like what I do is like if I'm taking like a straight on shot of someone, like I'm directly facing someone, I'll like sort of, like luckily like I'm tall as well. So I can sort of just like, what I do is I pretend to like look over their head. Right. And then I bring up my camera and then I look for your view from like, and then I look at them through the viewfinder itself and take a photo of them. And I'm like, okay, like, yeah, this shot is okay. Or like whatnot. Like, and then like, if they look at me, like, cause you can tell when they're looking at you through the viewfinder.
Yeah.
And so like, and if I'm done taking my photos, I just take my camera away and I still just look past their head.
Yeah.
So it looks like I'm taking something that's even further away or something that's further up.
It's similar to like that technique, but slightly different.
I guess that's another way of doing it.
Yeah.
I know what Mike does sometimes is
what does
like,
he do? Here we go.
What Mike does sometimes is when he's taking photos, he wants someone looking at the camera. Like he'll be like kind of far away, he'll yell, oi, and then like start taking photos. And then like that draws so much attention to him. Yeah. He just doesn't give a fuck. It's funny.
I remember when he did that in Chinatown, there was some guy, like I think it was like an Uber, not an Uber driver, just some guy on like a bike, some old Asian
like,
dude.
Like the Asian version of Uber, like the scooter things, like the yellow spoons and shit.
Oh, I don't know. But he was, it was raining and he's like, oh, I want to get a photo of this guy looking at the camera. But this guy, Mike was holding his camera there for like, a solid 2 minutes. He's like, this guy's straight. I'm not looking. So then he just goes, oi. And then the guy looks like he's really scared though in the photo. The guy's looking back at the camera like, what the fuck?
That's true.
Like someone's like trying to bash him or something. Yeah. I don't think Mike's used that tactic since.
He uses it very sparingly.
Yeah.
Which is probably
it's a good thing. Yeah.
For the better. Otherwise, like you just get really surprised or scared expressions in your 100%. Photos. Like you want to get like a more natural sort of look.
Mm. And like what time are we at?
We are at 18 minutes.
Okay.
So we are okay. We just need to refilm the camera like 25 minutes or something. That's that question answered, right, from Holly. What else do we have?
Water's so good. How good is water when you need it?
Water's amazing.
We've got a jug here, but it's just like a measuring cup.
It's a measuring cup.
Yeah, because I asked Nicola, I'm like, oh, do you have any jugs? And she's like, we have this. So we've got a nice 2 cups of water here.
Yeah.
Just enough for both of us for the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm going to fill mine up first because I'm rude and disrespectful person.
That's all right. I still got plenty of water anyway.
You got to fill up too, brother. Oh,
thank you. Thank you very much.
No worry.
Thank you.
How's the question, hunting guy?
Jeez, this is a long one.
Yeah.
Can
I read it out?
Yeah.
I want to read it out. Oh, that is a long one. A
big boy. I haven't gone through, but I think it talks about like camera setup.
Okay, we'll see. First, I want to say thanks for being yourselves. Somehow stumbled upon Hayden, which led me to Mike, which led me to Liam, and then Lamont. For what it's worth, I honestly think a group of young lads having fun, you've inspired me to get out there and just get it done. I'm a bit older than you guys, me doing photography on and off as a hobby for a while now. I'm just going to skim through this, get to the point. Okay, he says, I'm starting to get into the realm of purchasing things to further my photography. Unfortunately, my bad life choices, cheap cars and fast woman have led me to the I'm broke as a motherfucker stage of my life. So I'm starting to save, which is leading this long-winded email into a question or two. All right, question one. Should I fish the cannon out of the toilet and get... Should I fish the cannon out of the toilet and get the laptop first or leave it in there and get the Sony camera?
Does
he actually mean out of the toilet?
Yeah, out of the toilet. I assume it's an old camera that's not very capable compared to nowadays.
Okay.
But it's just like sitting there gathering dust.
I would 100% say just get a camera first because you can edit on your phone.
Yeah, you can.
You don't need a laptop at all, to do photography. Like, it helps, like, a massive amount. It helps, but you just straight up don't need one.
Yeah.
Question two. I will eventually keep this going and probably get the A7R one day. Should I start buying the expensive lenses for the full frame now and use them on my crop sensor, knowing that I'll need them one day? This all depends on your budget. If you can afford a full frame lens, then yes. But if you can't, just get like a 50 mil. Like, you can buy a 50 mil for 100 AUD.
Yeah.
Or probably cheaper. That's brand new. You can probably get it for like 50 bucks Australian.
Yeah.
Which is probably like...
look like secondhand, like Facebook marketplace.
Yeah. Like, I would just... I wouldn't buy full frame lenses unless like you have the money and you can just be like, yeah. And it's not going to affect, you know, your day-to-day life. But
Yeah, it is an investment at the end of the day, getting like full frame lenses. Mm. If you really are that serious into photography,
yeah,
and you want to continue building up your portfolio and whatnot, if you have the budget, yeah, start with the full frame lenses. Like, get like a 50 mil, get a 35. That will set you for that setup right there is so
it's
useful.
A good setup.
It's very versatile. Yeah. You can use it for almost anything.
Mm. I didn't do that though. I started off like when I had my crop sensor, I just had the crop sensor lenses and stuff. I had a 16 to 35, I had the 18 to 200, which were all just not full frame lenses. But that was only because I didn't know there was the difference.
Yeah, like we didn't really know.
I thought a lens was a lens. I didn't even realize you needed a full frame lens at the time.
I didn't know what the difference between crop and full frame was.
Yeah, I still don't even know. All I think it is it just a bigger sensor?
Yeah,
that's all. Okay, well.
There you go.
Yeah, now I know. Yeah.
Because I remember back in the day, Mike was similar as well because he bought a Nikon.
Yeah.
Got a Nikon D810 and then he still had a few crop sensor lenses from his previous like D3 200 or something.
Yeah.
And then once he got the D810, he started getting full frame lenses. And when I got my first camera, which is a D750, I didn't even buy a lens. I just borrowed Mike's lenses for the longest time.
And you still do. You use all of our lenses.
Yeah, that's true. Mainly use the 105.
You love the 105.
Yeah.
It's a beast.
Yeah. Okay. We'll take a short break real quick. So let's do that.
We're back. Okay. Yeah. No, but I didn't buy full frame lenses. I think the answer is if you have the money, buy a full frame lens 100%. And just buy a full frame camera. But if you're just starting out, just get really good at using your crop sensor with your crop sensor lenses and just get to know that camera like the back of your hand. And then once you just, you know, everything about it, or not everything, but once you're really confident with it, then you upgrade to the full frame. And that's when you'll be like, okay, I can actually use a full frame camera. Because if you don't know how to use a crop sensor, there's no way you're not going to be able to fill the shoes of a full frame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take advantage of the fact that you have a crop sensor, kind of a shittier camera.
Because
you can really challenge yourself using like a limited camera and trying to get really cool photos with it. Because if you can do that, like using a full frame camera will be so much easier. It will be like a whole new gate has been opened for you. It'll be amazing.
It's the best, especially at night. Like, I remember going from Nikon to Sony.
Oh,
and shooting at night, mate. And I was like, what? Are you serious? This thing sees in the dark.
Yeah, we were at like what, like 2000 ISO. We're like, oh my gosh, it's like it's nothing.
Yeah,
it's nothing for Sony.
Yeah, for those who don't shoot Sony, you can push the ISO to like on the A7R Mark II. I remember like I could push it to like 10,000, and that's when you start to get grain. That's like, yeah. Okay.
It really depends on the lighting conditions.
Yeah, it depends on the lighting, but 10,000 is like, okay, you should probably settle down a bit.
Yeah, settle down.
But I sort of like the grainy effect, like in some of my photos.
Yeah.
Like it can actually look good. Yeah. Like obviously, you know, like personally I wouldn't have grain in a nature photo and have it fully grainy, but like some portraits I think grain can look sick.
Yeah. Like a nighttime shot in the city or something.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Yeah.
It's just about like what you want to do is like what you're trying to portray.
Yeah.
Like whether you think it looks
exactly.
Cool.
Cause like I remember like first time opening up Lightroom.
Yeah.
Like you know how you go through all this, you scroll through all the settings and like all the sliders.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing the grain option. You can add in grain in post. And
I do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. One of my presets, like my new presets, which is coming out soon, is going to have grain in it. It's one of my favorite presets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Adds like a film effect to your photo.
That's sick. Yeah.
Go and get the presets. Go and get the presets. Buy them now.
I'm pretty sure Mark's already given them to me. I can't remember. But
we don't have my ones, eh? Hey?
Oh, shit.
Mine are better. Don't buy Mike's. Buy my presets. They're better. And
just buy the combo pack when it comes out, though.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to be out soon. But we've been working on them.
All of you, like all three of you have been so busy lately working on it.
I didn't realize how much energy and like mental space doing the merch and the presets would take. Like I've just felt fucked like the past sort of month in terms of content creation. Like I feel like my videos are just random, like because I've still got to like do all this stuff, like make the merch, like do the presets and keep up the consistent content. Like it's not easy, but I didn't realize how much of a mental strain it would take. I just feel like I've been out of the loop for the past like month.
Yeah, obviously I can't really say the same for myself, but I've sort of just been winding down because the fact that uni's coming back up again.
Yeah.
And I've just slowly prepared myself. And I also had my driving tests and whatnot.
Hey, Lamont got his P's today as well.
I got them yesterday, literally yesterday after filming.
Oh yeah, it was yesterday.
It was yesterday. And so I was like driving Mike around and stuff. It was pretty funny.
How does it feel? Because in Australia, you go from learners, so you have your L's for...
Yes.
Like, what is it? Two?
So if you are... if you were normal, right, and you
if you were normal,
like if you do it according to Vic Rhodes, you get your L's when you're 16. So you do a test, and if you pass, you get your L's, so a learner's permit, and you have to drive with a parent, and then that you have to drive for 120 hours, and like with 10 hours in that night or something, and then you can go for your red P's when you're 18. So and obviously you have to. You have to pass a test?
Yeah, you do. So for your red P's, it's like a driving test. Exactly what you did.
Yeah, driving test, yeah. Yeah, so red P's are when you're 18 and then you move on to your green P's a year later.
Yeah, but your red P's mean that you can only have one person who isn't your family member. So you can only have one friend in the car at all times. You're not allowed to drive more than one friend.
Yeah.
Whereas when you have your green P's, which is a year later or a year later, that's when you can like have unlimited amount of friends in the car.
Yeah.
But you're still not allowed to have any alcohol in your system.
No. But if you're over 21 and you still have your learner's license, you can go automatically to your green P's and don't have to do the 1 year on reds.
Yeah.
So that's what I did instead.
Yeah. So now you can drive all the boys.
I can drive anyone around now.
Yeah, now you can start driving us around after years of us being your bloody Uber.
Well, I was literally Mike's Uber today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking one day after getting license, mate. Driving around.
Get used to it. That's what it's like. Mate, the second you get your license, everyone wants you to drive you everywhere. But it's the best. It's the best thing.
It's like you got so much more independence.
How does it feel?
Oh, it feels like I feel like a giant like weight has been lifted off my shoulder. I feel so much like more like in control of my life again. It's like I can actually go to places that I need to go to by myself. I don't have to rely on public transport or anyone else to take me. It's so much more liberating. It's great.
Dude, you're going to barely use public transport now. I reckon, because that's what I did. When I first got my P's, I just never got the train and I still don't. Like, yeah, I know, just love driving.
Like, I know, like, and same with, like, both you two, you and Mike, you always drive into the city.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah.
Never get the train. Even though it's, like, way cheaper, I just can't be bothered. Like,
that's so funny.
Getting on a train. I think it's also, like, I just like my own personal space.
Yeah.
And just, like, I don't know. It's probably just an excuse.
I guess I don't mind taking the train because I've taken it for so long. I've gotten used to it.
Yeah.
So I think going into the city, taking a train is easy for me. Like, it really doesn't take that long and it's cheaper. But, like, if I'm going somewhere else, then, yeah, obviously a car is way more useful.
Yeah, that we got the new cars. I just love driving.
Yeah, like, the WRX.
I fucking love driving. Oh, I don't want to not get drive anywhere. I don't know.
True.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's such good cars. Mike's getting his he's getting his wheels painted.
Oh yeah,
he's already done so many mods to it. It's funny.
Yeah, it's because he had a WRX for a year, so I think he's used to it. Whereas I've just gone from like a 20-year-old car to like a brand new car.
Yeah.
So I'm like still getting used to it.
Yeah, true. How are you finding it at the moment? Like, finding it more comfortable?
Yeah, like I'm getting used to because I the new car is a manual, but my other one wasn't. Yeah. So I'm just getting used to driving manual, like as a daily drive. The other day, so annoying. I got a ding in my car. Someone opened up their door.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's the thing. Like, but you know, you just got to accept it as a part of just having a daily driver. Like it's going to get scratches and stuff.
Yeah.
But no, I'm loving it. I think I'm just going to keep it like stock for a while and just get fully used to the car. It's like, you know what it's like?
What?
A crop sensor. This car is like a crop sensor. I've just got it. And I just want to like keep it.
Honestly, stuck. You went from a crop sensor to a full frame lens. Full frame camera. But now it's like a Nikon full frame. Yeah. And like you got to slowly build it into a Sony full frame. There
literally,
we go.
It's my car's a Nikon at the moment, but I want to get really good at using this Nikon.
Actually, that's a bit bad. Let's go Canon instead. Canon's at least got good cameras.
Yeah. No. Fuck Nikon.
Fuck Nikon. But at least Sony's a better.
Yeah. Right. Straight up. So we got the Canon body, and then I'm just gonna keep my car stock until I'm used to it, and then I'm gonna do shit to it. Otherwise, it's just like I don't know. I feel like if I get everything done now, I won't have experienced the car stock.
Yeah, fair enough.
Which I want to do.
And like your car is like literally brand new. You bought it brand new. So like just keep it as is for a while. And then once you're ready, like you'll know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. What are you doing this week, Lamar?
What am I doing this week? What am I doing? I'm actually starting to look for like more work again because I'll be heading back to uni. So I kind of want like a bit more of a stable income.
Stable.
Yeah.
Would you do? Like what job?
So just like I messaged Danny from Sigma.
Oh yeah.
Literally last night, just like seeing if he knew anyone in the industry.
So you want to do like sort of
hopefully a bit more creative work. Like I really don't want to go into retail.
Oh fuck that. If you actually, you know what? I've never worked retail, so I don't know.
That's true. I've never worked before as well.
It's just like whenever I go shopping, I'm like, I just couldn't work here.
Yeah.
But who knows if this whole YouTube thing doesn't work out, might have to go back to retail or back to another job, which I'm okay with.
It's like, it's not the end of the world. And honestly, there's still lessons to take from it as well.
Yeah.
So you can't look at it as a bad experience. But I'd say you just got to pick your stores carefully.
Yeah.
So like working at fucking Macca's or McDonald's. Burgers and shit. Oh.
It's interesting. I think it's also like who you work with. And I think it is 100% who you work with.
That's true.
So like, I don't even think retail would be that bad as long as you're like imagine we all worked retail, all the
Dude,
boys.
That would be fucking
like
funny.
Like me, you, Mike and Hayden.
Oh, we'll probably get fired in an instant.
Yeah. Then we just start, imagine Hayden working the customer would be like, so I want to refund this. Like, what do you mean? I'm like, I just want a refund, actually.
And that's it's like, exactly the acceptance what I mean. Of this product means you're going to have to fucking keep it.
That'd be so good.
That would be funny. And
imagine that, like all the boys.
And like Mike retail. Trying to be nice to a customer they just hate.
Yeah, he's like, all right, see you later, have a shit one.
Yeah.
And they're walking out the store.
Yeah, that would actually be pretty funny. Like, No, like I was actually thinking as well, like,
yeah.
I think picking your, like, where you want to work is pretty important, like, for retail. Like, I wouldn't mind working at, like, Adidas or Converse because, first of all, you get, like, a fat employee discount.
That's the only reason.
Yeah. No. And also, like, I actually genuinely love the products, though.
Yeah.
You got to really like the product to be able to, like, actually sell it properly.
Yeah, it's true.
I feel, especially in, like, you know, like shoes, clothes, like, products, merchandise, that sort of stuff. But in terms of, like, you know, cooking burgers at Hungry Jack's or Macca's, I'm just like,
Maybe people like that. If, like, they like that, like, good on them.
Yeah. If they good like it, ya. Then good on them.
Dude, everyone's, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And some people might actually genuinely like, but that's the thing. Like, it's all subjective because some people would think about our jobs and be like, fuck that. Like, I would hate to do YouTube.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, we look at other jobs and be like, oh, I'd hate to do that.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Yeah, it is funny. Yeah.
Oh. Now what? What do we talk about?
What do we talk about?
Food. Because I'm hungry.
Have you had lunch?
No. Oh, I could so go for some, like, ramen, but no.
Like, oh, I probably could cook ramen at home, but.
No, dude, the thing with ramen is you eat it and then you're unproductive. That's how it goes. You eat.
Yeah, that's true.
Ramen equals unproductivity because you just, you're like, you can't do anything. Your brain can't function. You're just sitting back there with your mouth open. You're like.
Yeah, because it's carbs and hot soup. Yeah. It just puts you in your ass.
And spice.
Yeah. Oh, it depends on what type of ramen you want to get.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And like, then the noodles, you just slurp and be like.
Yeah.
Oh, I could say go for ramen, but no.
Yeah.
Tell me
that reminds me. I've actually been wanting to talk to you about this for a while. You know, remember that picture that you saw the other day of like the noodles?
Oh, yeah.
Like standing up?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to try and recreate that someday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we can probably, like, I don't know, go to yours or something and then cook and then just, like, make a vlog out of it.
Yeah, 100%.
Take some photos of it. Yeah. I think that'd be pretty fun.
We'll do that. I was thinking of, like, photoshopping it, though. Instead of doing it the real way.
Why don't we do both? Do a competition. It's like, how do, like real life versus Photoshop.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
See how that works.
That'd be a good video, like, guessing if stuff's Photoshopped or not. That's a good video idea.
Yes.
Ideas.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Shall we end the podcast?
Yeah, we should probably end the podcast. This is just a short one. It's just like, well, like, everyone's so busy and then we've got our own shit to do and we're just like, I'm also pretty tired as well.
None of the boys are here, so it's fine. And then once everyone comes back, we'll get some more guests on as well. Comment down below who you want to see on the podcast if you have anyone in particular.
Yeah,
or like
exactly.
What type of people, whether they're photographers or whatever, just comment it down below. Yeah.
Even other professions as well.
Yeah,
like
whatever.
In the creative industry, even in any industry, to be honest.
Yeah,
just anything. Yeah, remember to check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify as well. Alexa,
YouTube.
Stitcher, YouTube. That's a big one. If you're watching this on YouTube, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. We've got a BTF. Highlights channel as well.
Yes.
That you can check out. It's just like small snippets of these podcasts.
Yeah.
You can watch. And what else? The email address.
Yeah, what is it?
BetweenTheFramesPodcast@gmail.com.
Okay.
So send some like questions there. Remember like the thing is like we ask for a lot of questions, like a lot of them all the same stuff. It's like, oh, what camera should I get? What lenses should I get? So that's like,
how about we be specific? Can you tell us for this one, tell us your worst or most frightening or whatever, your worst story with photography, whether it was a client or whatever, just your worst story that has to do with photography and we'll read it in the next podcast.
Yeah, do that. Oh, I just remembered something just then. Remember the very first episode, we're going to do like at the end of each episode, we'll do a shout out to someone.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to shout out.
Let's see. You know what?
Do you have anyone in mind?
Yeah, I'll shout out Jenny, which is the driving instructor that I had.
Hey, shout out to Jenny.
She helped me a lot heaps in terms of like learning all the ins and outs of what they want for you to test.
Yeah.
In your driving test. So she taught me how to drive for the test.
Yeah.
So without her help, I probably wouldn't have passed. So
grateful. Thanks, Jenny. Great.
So thank you, Jenny. What about you, Liam?
Who do I want to shout out? I don't even know. Look on my Instagram.
Bum, bada, bum, bum,
how do like why okay, I don't know anyone who deserves a shout out.
I don't know, just like anyone that's helped you out recently, with something to do with your life. What about Bove?
Bove, yeah. Shout out to Daniel Bove at High Lux Owners Club on Instagram. He is helping me and Mike with our website at the moment. He's just helping us design it because websites are a bitch to make and he's really good at them. So thanks, Bove. Yeah. Appreciate it.
I remember last night we were up to like, 10:30?
Oh, yeah.
Just like working on the website.
Yeah. That was a big day. Yeah.
And like he had a huge day before us.
Yeah, even though he had to get up at 6:30 in the morning, he still stayed back with us. So yeah. What a legend.
So props to him. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Should I say it again?
No.
We've already said it. So, I guess.
We'll see you the next time.
See you in the next one.
See ya.
Cheers. Bye.